girls. You've been waiting for them all week.
All week.
All week they've been waiting for you.
It's a bye week, so you got to be excited about Blue and Gold Show.
Well, that's right. You know, we do. The boys aren't going to be playing football again until Saturday 22nd, correct?
Yeah, and Denver and Indianapolis didn't play last night either.
Somebody showed up.
My goodness.
Not sure why. It was shades of the second Super Bowl.
If people didn't stick around till the end, the Denver Broncos fans, at the end of regulation going into overtime, were leaving in the exits to make sure they beat the traffic.
I think, did you see Geno's numbers for last Sunday?
Well, yes, Seattle. They talked a lot about Seattle might have made the right move.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Warrior fans, welcome to another edition of the Blue and Gold Show. It'll be much more exciting than the Amazon Prime game last night on the NFL.
Oh, man, yeah.
I can tell you that. But today in the house, we've got the soccer teams representing the boys and girls team. We have Yair Alanis, and we have Chaney Shad with us. They're going to talk a little bit of soccer. But first off, I want to make sure we mention last Friday night's game. Delner Warriors football team defeated the Eureka Loggers at homecoming 45-0 in a game that wasn't even close, 17-0 at halftime. The Warriors did a fantastic job of taking care of the line of scrimmage and defeating the Loggers. On the individual stats, DeSalini had, catch this for your fantasy team, Mike, 7 rushes for 177 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lofton, 18 for 118 for 3 touchdowns. Maxwell had a touchdown. McCovey had 5 of 13, total of 34 rushes for 356 yards of rushing for the Warriors. So congratulations to the Warriors. They'll have 2 weeks off before they head to Albee Stadium, where they'll take on the Loggers for their first league game. So basically, we have 2 weeks off. Then we head down. We got the Loggers on a Saturday. We have St. Bernard's on a Saturday. And then we come back home for senior night to finish off league play against Fortuna. The Warriors are now 4-1. In league play, so doing a fantastic job. 4-1, 4-0. Jeez, John.
Oh, you're adding up, right?
I was adding up. I got so many sports in my head right now tonight.
He had 5 fingers up.
Because I got to mention the volleyball team, right?
Right.
6-0 in league play.
Right.
17 sets straight. And it all started when McKenna left in the Arcana match when we beat him up here. Yeah. She left and came back when the Warriors were struggling in a 4th set. They were struggling 20-18. She sat out the 3rd set, came back, put the team on her back, and they ended up beating Arcata up here at Tuna Gymnasium. And they've won 17 straight sets in league since then. So hats off to the volleyball team. They'll finish up league play next week. Hopefully we'll have them back on the Blue and Gold Show next Friday. We'll start talking North Coast sections and see where they kind of fall there.
But now we're going to talk about a different round ball.
We are. The real round ball.
Yeah.
The other football.
That's right.
You got to love it. Yair, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in and joining us. You want to give some shout out to your family back at home or out in the car waiting for you?
Thank you to my parents. Thank you, Raul, and thank you, Carla.
Chaney, I know you got lots of fans out there, Warrior fans, because the Shad family is pretty big in sports. So who you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my mom. Thanks for driving me here. My dad.
Well, let's take dad and mom. Good, that's good. Heck with the cousins and the sisters. Good. I like that. And so let's take a look at the boys. Boys, I'm so glad you're here, Yair, because you had to come home late last night. You played down in Fortuna last night. Lost to the Huskies by a final score of 5-3. You guys go to 4-3 in league play, dropped to 4th place in league. But when it comes to North Coast sections and the HDN soccer, kind of the championship runs through the HDN because we have some of the top teams in the North Coast sections when it comes to boys soccer. How competitive has the league been this year for you guys?
I think it's definitely gotten better than the past couple of years, and I think we're one of the best teams. We just got to prove it.
Well, Arcata 6-0, Eureka 5-0, both have ties in there. I don't know how you tie in a game. Unbelievable how soccer works that way, right? But Fortuna, 4-2-1. Delnor 4-3 now, so you guys dropped to that 4th spot. You guys ranked 5th in the section. Fortuna ranked 7th. You guys might adjust a little bit there, but most likely, hopefully, you stay in the top 4 kind of spot. How important it is down the stretch to maybe steal one from Eureka or Arcata in the last couple weeks of league?
I think that should be our top focus, trying to get one back from them and try to get higher up in league.
Janie, let's switch over to the girls' side. You guys got your first win at South Fork. Congratulations. Probably not a lot of fans made the trip. South Fork's a long ways away, but it had to be exciting for you guys. A young team, only two juniors, everybody else underclassmen. What's it been like this year for your squad?
It's been a process. We dropped down leagues to this little five, I believe, now, and we are fighting and trying our best.
So when it comes to the soccer field, especially when it comes to HDN soccer, who are the top teams when you start looking at the soccer program?
I would only say Fortuna and Eureka are the top.
Fortuna and Eureka?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And you not only play soccer, but you're also a very good wrestler. And I got some info from your coaches from the wrestling team. So you're a reigning HDN champ at 108, also a returning section placer. Preseason ranking this year of the top five in the North Coast sections. And when we talk about North Coast sections, we talk about overall. That's like no divisions, right? It's every team in the North Coast is there in your top five. So when it comes to that winning way, when it comes to wrestling, how can you translate that over to the soccer and how can you be a leader for the team?
It's all about mentality, I believe. It's just wrestling has a built a very strong mental state, and translating that to soccer helps uplift the team and bring everyone's spirits up.
Fantastic. Coach Cindy is with us here also from the girls soccer team. Coach, I want to talk to you a little bit because me and you have quite a history when it comes to building the girls soccer programs and things like this in the community. And like you see this year, when it comes to this girls soccer team, very young squad. And I know you have 7th and 8th graders that are playing a lot of soccer also too. Up and coming for the girls soccer.
Yes, I'd say so. A lot of 7th and 8th graders that I've coached in the past, and looking forward to having them come up to the high school league.
What's one of the biggest things you've kind of brought? You know, you've been with the program for a couple of years now. What is the biggest thing you've brought? Yeah, what's the biggest thing you brought?
You know, just we're trying to build. We make our own team goals right before each game. We set 3 goals that we can make as a team. And so if we win those goals, we don't concentrate on the win or the loss of the whole entire game because we know we're a young team and we're still building.
And I think one thing that you've kind of built from the 7th and 8th graders too, is a lot of times they get stuck playing with the boys when it comes to the younger divisions. That camaraderie with girls sports and them playing together in 7th and 8th grade and traveling a little bit is quite a commitment for the community. And I know that you've battled with that in the past, but how important is that to have that camaraderie?
I think that when girls play against girls, they play better. I think that the boys and unfortunately in our rec leagues get intimidated and sometimes just quit all together because, you know, they get.
Because Yair's a big bully. Over
yeah.
There. You can see his smile. He's no bully.
But if there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So I just tell those girls to hang in there because when they get to high school, it's a whole different game. And just soccer knowledge is key for those youngsters.
Well, I think that's huge. I think the soccer knowledge when it comes to soccer IQ and understand where you need to be, your roles flip when you're playing with the boys or playing with the girls. And that aggressive tendency, I think, is really building within your program, especially in the freshman, sophomore ages, especially you have such a young team. So sky's the limit for the soccer programs. I'm excited. And I think the boys soccer team is in the last 5 or 6 years, you've made noise a couple times. And there's getting to be a little bit of pride when it comes to Delano boys soccer. I watched a soccer match. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago down in Fortuna. It was a section game and it was down there on the field. So congratulations to you guys. I know you'll be in the North Coast sections. I'll be following you guys. I'll give updates on the football, but good luck to you guys. We're going to take a quick break in the action. And believe it or not, both these guys are experts analysis for football. We're going to talk about the league coming up and how the football team's doing.
I know it's hard to believe, but your zip code predicts your health more than your genetic code. How communities and neighborhoods are designed can make all the difference. A well-built environment leads to healthier living. Easy access to healthy food, green spaces for activity, and freedom from secondhand smoke and tobacco and nicotine influences are key. The movement towards healthy communities is growing, and change is possible with your input. Speak up. Let your elected officials know you care about your community's health. attend community and public meetings, and give your feedback. If you want the healthier choice to become the easier choice, use your voice. For more information, visit norcalforhealth.org. And remember, the decisions we make today will impact the health and happiness of our future generations.
The Fortick Market and Deli, your neighborhood store, is open every morning at 4:30 and serves great food all day. Too busy to stop in? You can use DoorDash. They also have a great selection of beer, wine, and liquor. At the Fortick Market, you can get your propane tank filled, and their gas prices are cheaper than in town. Next time you stop, try one of their pastries. Great food and all the extras you need are waiting for you at the Fortick Market, home of the Hump Day Special on Lake Earl Drive.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show here on Friday morning. It's a bye night for the football team, but I got Yahir, Alanis, and Chaney Shad in the studios with me from the soccer teams. We're going to get you a little bit caught up on the rankings for football, and we'll kind of, Del Norte has a bye, but there'll be a lot of action played this weekend, so I want to make sure we keep updated on the rankings when it comes to football. The Warriors are in the fourth spot in North Coast Section Division 4. They've kind of separated themselves, the top four teams, Marin Catholic, Aquilinus, Cardinal Newman, and Del Norte have separated themselves from the pack as the top four teams. Warriors rating is 11.4, Cardinal Newman at 3 at 14.3. Cardinal Newman's got a tougher schedule remaining and could get a couple more losses. The Warriors got a chance to overtake Cardinal Newman for sure in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Cardinal Newman's 3-2, the Warriors 5-1. At the top of the section, Marin Catholic 5-0, and Aquilinus is 5-0 also. Both those teams are definitely two of the premier teams in North Coast sections, let alone Division Four. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, Daniel Gonzalez, our kicker, is a football player also in the aspect of, I mean, a soccer player also, as in this is his first year playing football. He has perfect, the senior kicker, formerly a soccer player, not only nailed all 6 extra points, improved to 35 out of 36 this season, and he kicked his first 30-yard field goal the other night. He's 1 of 2 with field goals. Yair, I know it's tough not having him on the soccer field, but you got to be proud of him representing you guys out there on the football field. 35 of 36, the guy's almost automatic. How cool is that?
I think that's really cool. He's doing a good job, and I think he's killing it.
Does he walk around like he's pretty tough now that he plays on the football team?
I'm not sure. I still see him the same.
You got to give him a hard time, though, because I think he's putting on a little weight now that he's not playing soccer, too. Chaney, real quick, I want to make an observation, you know, because your uncle coaches the JV team. Colton, your cousin, plays in the JV team. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I've been a sports fan in this area for a while. I think the Shad girls are a little bit tougher than the Shad boys.
I would 100% agree with you.
All your cousins agreed?
Yep. Yeah.
Colton doesn't hold a chance, does he?
No, not a chance.
Talking about the football program, which when you see the football, do you go to the football games? What's it like to be out there at Mike Whelan Field watching your family sometimes in the football field?
It comes with a sense of pride, I would say, for sure. I'm proud that my uncle's out there helping the team and can see my cousin out there representing.
Awesome, awesome. So Warriors got a bye tonight. They'll have a bye next week. We'll have volleyball next weekend. But I want to thank the soccer squad for coming in, representing the soccer team, and good luck in playoffs when it comes to the boys' side. And hope to see you next week.
Thanks, Mikey. Hey, Underwood.
George Strait.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hi, this is Brett Eldridge.
Hey, this is Jake Owen.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Job growth in September was slower, but it was still solid.